Hey, Roan.
What's going down, man?
Talking about Houdini today.
Houdini, huh?
Houdini.
The magician?
You know how Houdini died?
I heard he was punched in the stomach.
Yeah.
Have you ever been punched in the stomach?
Oh, yeah.
Really? By whom?
I've never asked to be punched in the stomach,
Well,
though.
Most people don't ask to be punched
Well,
in the
I think
stomach.
I think Houdini did.
Yeah,
or
that's
somebody,
right.
You know, he said, punch me in the stomach.
But I think he got punched when he wasn't ready for
right.
it.
Right. Right, the guy was trying to take him out.
Yeah, and he did.
Is that a sucker punch? I guess that is a sucker punch.
That is a sucker punch if the intention was to do damage.
Right.
Yeah.
You sound very certain of that.
I do. I do sound certain.
Like you've done some sucker punch reffing.
Sucker punch. Have you ever been sucker punched?
Yeah, sure. You've never been sucker punched?
No, I've been sucker punched. I got punched once by a kid when I was a kid.
Once.
And it was kind of crazy because I had a big stick in my hand. But I didn't hit him. I didn't hit him.
Good for you.
Yeah, I had some restraint.
Even
as a youngster.
At that age.
Even as a youngster.
Your bodhisattva ways.
I had a very large
You had
stick
sucker
in my
punch.
Hand.
You had a large stick in the hand. Yeah. And then what'd you do? You hit yourself in the head?
No, I went to hit him. I went to swing and hit him. And then I just heard this voice in my head that says, don't do that.
Uh-huh.
And I stopped. I mean, and then
and
I
you
just...
turn around and your mother was there?
No. But I got in trouble anyway. I didn't know
you
why
got
I
in
got
trouble.
I got in trouble, yeah.
Oh, that's bogus.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Anyway.
How old were you?
I was probably fourth grade, so that put me at 10 14. Years old, maybe? 10 Yeah, 18.
It's a little slow.
I was 18.
It's a big kid.
Oh, man. But yeah, Houdini died of a you know.
Ruptured spleen? Was that it?
Something
like
that.
Did you just make that up?
Something. No, I...
You
could
made
have,
it
I
up.
Could have made it up, yeah. Ruptured spleen. Why not? Yeah.
Houdini. Yeah, I don't really like escape artists.
You don't like them, huh?
No.
What's
I feel
the,
like
what's the
just,
famous one
they're
today?
Just show
the guy
offs.
That what's the guy? The famous magician? David Blaine.
Know.
That's the one.
David Blaine. No, but who's the guy who Chris Angel?
Well, that's another one, yeah.
Right.
There's two of them, yeah.
Yeah, I guess David Blaine's like that too. He's done
he does
the underwater
a lot of stunts
right.
like that, yeah.
Right.
So, but anyway, yeah, Houdini tried to. Well, he did a lot of things with the dead, I guess. While
yeah,
he was
I
alive,
didn't...
and then he tried to contact his wife, I guess, when he was
right
dead.
And apparently, he used to be a scammer himself.
Well, I'm sure there's a bit of scammery to some of the performances that take place with magicians. I mean, you're trying to
right,
create
but...
illusions.
Right.
You know, in people's minds. I guess there's an
But
element
at the same
that,
time,
yeah.
you're not really claiming to do
no. No.
supernatural magic. But apparently he did. He did fake seances
uh-huh.
in his earlier life.
Yeah. Now, for those who do not know what a seance is, how would you describe a seance?
You know, a sit-down communication with the dead.
Uh-huh. Have you ever taken part in a seance?
I don't really know.
You've done something. Otherwise, you would have said no.
Yeah, I guess I have. I guess quite a few. Yeah. Yeah. All right. I got a story for you.
Okay.
In my youth,
uh-huh.
I had a girlfriend in Brazil.
Uh-huh.
And she, her place was robbed.
Okay.
And, you know, in the morning, my wallet was like 50% lighter,
mm-hmm.
which is very odd.
Uh-huh.
You know, you'd think if it was a robber, they would have taken the whole thing.
Sure.
But somebody took, I don't remember if it was 50, some percentage of it.
Yeah.
It was a substantial amount
it
of
all
money.
Wasn't there, yeah.
And my girlfriend at the time took us to the psychic,
uh-huh.
and the psychic said that I stole the money.
From yourself?
Yes.
Hmm.
Luckily, I didn't pay for the psychic.
Right, right.
And my girlfriend didn't buy it either.
Ah.
That seemed a little unlikely.
A little fishy.
A little unlikely that I would have robbed myself.
Yeah, that doesn't add up, does it? No.
But yeah, that was one seance that I've sat in on,
uh-huh.
which I didn't really believe.
Yeah.
Actually, I've been to a couple of seances, and
uh-huh.
none of them really left me convinced.
Oh, that there was contact with the
yeah.
dead, actual
yeah.
contact.
I believe it's possible.
I'm open to the fact that that is possible. Sure. I mean, there's no scientific evidence for it, but you know, as one of those sayings in the lesson, you know, you should be open to possibilities,
right?
Even if science doesn't prove
right.
it, you know.
But, you ever been in a seance?
No, but I think I fooled around a little bit when I was a teenager with a Ouija board and some of my friends. You know, those are just for fun and kicks and you know, kicks and grins or whatever. But, didn't contact any dead people.
Yeah. Did anybody try to pretend like?
Oh sure. I mean, yeah. what else are you gonna do? Otherwise, you sit there all night just with your hands
holding
on.
Hands.
You got to move it a little bit, right?
Just no, to have but some I mean, fun. Did any of you pretend like you were the ghost and try to fool your friends into?
Well, yeah, I think that's the whole point. Of
it. Is that the whole point? I don't know. I've never done it.
But anyway, nothing serious about that. Have you seen a ghost? Have you ever seen or interacted with ghosts or spirits? Or
no. What about you?
No.
I believe it's possible.
It's could very well be.
Yeah,
could very well be.
That should be the title of this month's story. Could very well be.
It could very well be, but it ain't.
Well, the Houdini story, that was the real deal.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was all about fakers.
Yeah.
The transplant story, that's a little bit more out there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, now that one is very curious. I mean, if it were just one instance, let's say a guy gets a heart transplant and he falls in love with, you know, the woman that was in love with the guy that who he got the heart from, if that's just one instance of it, then, you know, it could just be coincidence.
Right.
But
right.
But you have what, 70 recorded instances?
70 supposed instances.
Instance of this. Yeah, that, you know, that seems like a high number. There may be something to it.
Yeah. You know? I mean, now they're finding out that the bacteria in our body, in our guts, can affect our mental states.
Right.
Something that, you know, people would have thought was crazy.
Right.
Decades ago.
Yeah, sure.
So who knows? Maybe there is some way that an organ can transfer something.
Do you ingest lots of bacteria every day?
We all do.
Yeah. Well, I'm asking you specifically.
Because you roll
Daniel
around in
K.
the mud
Douglas,
a lot.
Do you eat lots of bacteria?
You dirty. What do you really want to say, Aaron? Rude.
I think you're full of bacteria.
How
That's
dare
what
you?
I think.
Dare you? Did your mother ever make you wash your mouth out with soap?
Once. Yes, when I was 4 years old.
Uh huh. You were swearing
some very bad words, and she put a bar of soap on my tongue. No, it was the last time I did it around.
It was just a dab, though. She didn't scrub away.
No, she didn't scrub away. She just made me like put the soap on my tongue and.
For how long?
I don't know. 5 minutes, maybe, or something like that.
You gonna say
it was
a second?
A horrible experience. It worked. I never swore around her after that. Yeah.
You ever do that with your kids?
No. I don't need
to. You're busy swearing at them.
Yeah, that's right. I'm the one swearing. Yeah, I would be quite the hypocrite if I were to do that.
So, transplants. You ever know anybody who's gotten a new organ?
No, not personally, no. How about you?
No, but, you know, one day I hope.
You hope?
That, you know, by the time we're in need of organs, we'll be able to clone.
Well, yeah, well, that's the thing. We wouldn't have to actually receive a transplant from another person.
Yeah.
We can
grow our own.
A new kidney, a new heart,
right.
whatever we need.
And maybe that will bring something weird to our consciousness.
Yeah, it could be
a
like
cloned
double
organ.
Dan or double Aaron. You know, it's like an could extra
be.
Dose of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be quite dangerous, actually.
Some stay up at night worrying about.
I worry about that. I worry if I get a heart transplant from my own heart.
Yeah.
That's
a sign of somebody's life is good that you can worry about that.
Life is pretty good. It's pretty good.
Life is good.
Yeah.
And we have time to research and tell these crazy stories.
That's right.
You know, part of me felt that, well, that's kind of silly.
What?
Are these people really inheriting something from their donor, these, you know, the organ transplant people.
Right.
But, you know, It's possible.
Well, I mean, you have to remember that all everything is interconnected with our bodies and minds, and if you introduce a new energy, a new form of life that comes from a different form, I mean, who's to say that doesn't, on some very subtle level, influence the way, you know, the energy is flowing in your body and the way your brain comes up with different desires and fears and
if you needed a new heart and the only available donor was Charles Manson?
Some like mass murderer.
Yeah, some serial killer, evil person, and he just died, and the doctor said, "We got a heart, but it's Charles Manson, the notorious serial killer."
Yeah, but isn't he like 80 years old or something? I don't know if I'd want an 80-year-old.
He's really
heart.
Healthy. He's been working out the whole time. Would you take that? Or they said there's probably another one coming in a couple weeks.
But I might die before I get it. I don't know, Dan. That's a tough call.
Now you got a new thing to worry
actually,
about.
Actually, had I not researched this story and you know, like knew about the connection, I might take it.
Yeah.
But and then, because you know, you could look at it as, okay, I'll take his heart, and now I'm going to do something good with that heart.
What about the house?
The house?
You know, Charles Manson's house, or a house where something horrible
happened.
Oh, if
you're like living in the house of something.
Yeah. Would you feel something is left behind? Or would you feel like, wow, this is a really good deal?
I'm sure it would be a good deal. Very cheap. I wouldn't want to live in someone's house where something
even
terrible
happened. Even if it was 50% off?
Yeah.
I mean, if it was a dollar, it's like a mansion over the ocean. It's a mansion overlooking the ocean for a dollar. But there was a cult where everyone was wiped out.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to do that. No.
Dollar.
No. How about you? Would you take
it? Oh, yeah.
Really?
Ocean view? All right. For sure. The ocean, that cancels out any bad juju.
I'll come visit you in the daytime, not the night. Yeah.
That definitely cancels out bad juju.
I don't know.
And the Voyager Golden Records. That was a great story.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I wonder who the group of people was that actually got to make those selections and choose those.
Carl Sagan.
Only
was,
one person.
Well, he was the head of a team.
Oh, he was the head of a team. Okay.
Yeah. And the voice of his son appears on it saying, you know, "Nice to meet you. Greetings from children of the earth" in English. That's the only greeting in English.
Oh,
and
that's it, his
son. He really monopolized this for his family.
Yeah.
He had his son on there, and then he got to coordinate the whole thing.
Okay.
And he had the brainwaves of his wife, who was soon to be wife, contemplating the human experience.
Wow.
And he probably got to choose a lot of the music.
How about that?
That would have been a hard, you know, decision to make. How do you include?
Yeah, and then how do you decide what's...
And where did the Beatles record company get off worrying about aliens listening to music for free?
I don't know. That sounds insane.
Yeah.
Me. Yeah. Aliens listening for free. No, we have to charge them. We have to charge them in the universal, you know, currency.
Yeah, a billion years from now, there might be.
Copyright violation. Yeah. The aliens. That's their first experience with human life. They get
but the way they really thought about how to communicate with a species that, you know, obviously they're not going to understand our language.
Well, we don't know anything. We have no idea what it is or
like
what
play a record. So they have this record that's made out of gold. It's supposed to last in space where there's not any, you know, friction or anything wearing it down. Even I think it's just interstellar radiation, which would take billions of years to do anything to it.
Right.
That's going to exist, but you know, how are they going to know what to do with it? So they engrave these images on the record, showing like a circular record with a needle next to it. It also comes with some kind of stylus made of some super durable material. And then a side view of the record and the stylus on it.
Right.
And then, you know, then the next hurdle is how do you teach the aliens what speed that it's supposed to revolve around.
But doesn't that seem like a little bit condescending in the sense that they're assuming that the aliens won't know how to do that? I mean, maybe the aliens are so far intelligent, so much more intelligent than we can possibly imagine. They'll look at that and be like, A record? Jeez. Okay, let's play this. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's just so, it would be so rudimentary that they wouldn't be able to, you know, there's stuff from the ancient Egyptians that we look at that we, don't know that maybe had some
but we're humans,
important
maybe,
use.
We may be pretty dumb compared to other forms of life.
Yeah. But listen to how they did the timing. Apparently, hydrogen is the most common element in the universe.
Yeah.
So they thought that so they had a picture of hydrogen in two different states.
Uh-huh.
And apparently it's like a universal constant, the amount of time it takes between one, shifting from one state to the other state.
Uh-huh.
Something like, you know, a billionth, some billionth of a second.
Yeah.
And so they use that as a time marker to say this many intervals of transitioning from this form of hydrogen to the other form of hydrogen is the speed
that it should revolve. Oh, at which this needs to turn in order to
hear. Yeah, and this is all done in a symbol-like way.
Wow. A lot of thought went into that, huh?
Yeah. Which also could, you know, I mean, this could be like fish people, you know, telepathic fish people with no eyeballs, you know?
It could be like...
No eyeballs, no ears.
It could be some form of alien that eats gold. And they're just like, wow! What a feast, and they just eat it, right?
Yeah, it's like the rarest delicacy.
Yeah, right.
And they're like, whoa, it's a whole plate of it.
It's just food.
But they figured that sound was something that is going to exist all over the universe, and that, that you know, aliens will evolve differently, but it may be something that would benefit creatures evolving in different states to be able to react to sound.
Yeah, it's pretty far out, man. I mean, that's... I wonder how long it's going to be before someone actually finds that, or some species actually finds it. I mean,
or never. It's just a message to ourselves.
Space, you know, like forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So I assume there are no deep English lessons on that gold.
Gold,
I guess that's the question.
Gold-eating
gold
aliens.
I mean, like, you know, maybe if that had been created, let's say, last year, would they have put deep English lessons on it?
Yeah, well, we should send our own.
We should make our own.
A
deep
make
English
a little Kickstarter.
Space probe.
Teach English. Spreading English across the galaxy.
Across the galaxy.
All right, we should get started on that plan right
now.
Yeah,
let's do it.
All right. My friend.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll be talking soon.
Fare thee well.
All right. Take care.